of blue gum farm.
Well, I was a little unusual as a farm kid, as a grazier's daughter. I always wanted to be a singer and a performer, and studied pretty much all through my childhood and young adulthood, and then went off to become a singer and a performer in live shows. But then the buzz of that had eased, I wanted to return to my background and share what the bush is like with people, and was able to do that through my performing career.
Hi, I'm Scylla, and this is Penny. Today on Blue Gum Farm, we're going to visit the vegetable garden and collect some fresh veggies to use in today's recipe. Penny's very excited. She's got a surprise for us.
For those who haven't seen an episode, and nobody will have because we're still in production, but what are the basic principles behind Blue Gum Farm?
The principles are, so it's a TV program for preschool children, so sort of age from 1 to 5 years or a little bit older. And what it is what it's like to live on a farm. So there's songs integrated into it, and then it takes what we produce on farms and the agriculture of farms, then how you will use that. So each episode goes out and about, we find a product or some produce, and then we take it back to the farmhouse and we create a recipe and make something with that food.
Who else is involved in the production?
There's quite a lot of people involved in the production. Although I'm the only human on set, there are a lot of animals. But there are local artists who do the illustrations for the episodes. All of my family always get roped in. And then the production side of things. So, the director of photography and editing, all of those sorts of things.
For today's recipe, we're going to make kale chips using this fresh leafy green kale that we just picked from the vegetable garden.
I understand that this has come about through some regional arts development grants. How supportive has the Gainder community been of this project?
They've been wonderful. I can't say it enough. So a program like this takes quite a lot of money to get off the ground initially, to develop the product and then to make it from an idea into something tangible and something that you can watch. So they've been really supportive in helping me out with that process.
And what do you hope the program achieves?
I really want to bring the bush and what we do in the country and rural Queensland to city kids and country kids as well, because they can enjoy it just as much. But a real pride of what we do in Australia and in rural areas, bringing them to light a little bit, I guess.
So you've got a few weeks to go before the website is up and live. Are you starting to get those butterflies in your stomach about this, baby, this project of yours reaching its potential?
It's really scary, Callie. Like, you nurture this, and it's been a couple of years since I first had the idea and started writing down ideas and penning little songs to now. And it's almost scary for people to finally see it, because you have to then hope they like it.
See you next time.
Goodbye from Blue Gum Farm.